Hello, my dear. So welcome to this global meeting specifically designed for you to attract love in your life, in your family, community, country, the world. And you know, the scientists find out that human beings can use just 5% of their potential because another 5% is came from God. It's somewhere about love, to feel full love in your life. You're supposed to attract God's love in your life, in your family, community, country, and the world. And this is our global prayer chain all about. As we meet 982 meetings a row, you will receive today, if you stay till the end, will join this video, will join this prayer chain, and will share this video. Watch it till the end, you'll receive the greatest blessing of all of these meetings. So all of this is accumulated as a power, power of God, love, powerful bank of God. So let me go with this greatest meeting. Subscribe the channel, share this message to billions, turn on this playlist, and listen God's word, sanctify your place 24/7. Below the video, there is description with more blessings. And also, most important, this is, as we live in the Messiah's coming time, and this is the meeting and direct presence of God. Feel God today. Feel what God wants to say to you today, how you could grow your love, and stay blessed till the end of the meeting. Let's go together with worship, powerful music, words of God, and the powerful prayers to mobilize heavenly world to our life, family, community, country, and the world. Let joy sing along. Okay. So powerful music. Let me go with the words of God from Nessai Zangaming. Let's see what God teach us today about peace and love. Love and peace. The United Nations was created from a political perspective. The United Nations of religions, however, has not yet been created. Therefore, it should be. The United Nations can become one by cooperating with the UN of religions. Without such a religious base, the United Nations has become a hotbed of communism. These things turned out as they did because the United Nations was not be able to fulfill its mission. That is why I met with Eisenhower, former president of the United States. I told him, you need to make an organization that can subjugate the communists who are trying to dominate the world. I told him to prepare to stop communists. Okay. Let's go with the powerful prayers and invite Irina from Uganda to say a powerful prayer for peace and love. Happy welcome, Irina. Can you pray today and say a testimony how God helped you today? Happy welcome. Irina, can you pray now? Irina, hello, can you pray now? Okay, yeah, sometimes difficult there in internet and Africa. So let's invite Aksa. Aksa, hello. Happy welcome. God bless you. Can you pray now?
Bless you.
Hello, hello. God bless.
No, I'm going to pray. My mother is also with me.
Okay, good evening. Nice to meet you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for giving a beautiful day in our life. And I'm praying for all these people. They are suffering in the health problems and other issues. Please, Jesus, solve all these problems in the name of Jesus Christ. Because your name is the power of healing, your name is the power of wisdom. And I'm praying for online system and all the things to cover with the blood of Jesus. And without your power and your energy, we don't do anything good in our life, in our society. And I'm praying for world peace. And thank you, Jesus, for giving all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Our Father, we have knowledge of your name. Your kingdom came, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us to our daily bread and forgive us our debts and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Mama?
Dwarka? प्यारे बुजुर्ग दसमन बाबा बात तेरे संदस्त में आते हैं तुझे वेलकम करते हैं प्यार तेरे खून में फता तेरे नाम में फता जो काम करे तेरे मर्जी के मुताबिक तेरे इच्छे काम के लिए इस्तेमाल कर खुदा तू वो राह है जिस पर हम कैम रह सकते हैं खुद में जिस मर्जी के लिए हम तेरे प्रदान करना चाहते हैं हम कमजोर हैं तो ताकत वाले मर्जी को हमारे रहनमाई कर अपना सामान खुल अपना तकलीफा तेरे घर जुड़ी चाहते हैं तेरा मैसेज चाहते हैं सारे सिस्टम सारी फिक्रे तुझे दे देते हैं हम दुआ तो हमारे साथ है इनके गहराइयों से तेरा शुक्र करते हैं मांगते तेरे जिंदा रखा कर
Amen. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you, our great family in Pakistan. Good luck there. May God bless you abundantly with finance and everything and true love. Okay, please join my prayer too. After Irina, let me try to invite Irina. Irina, hello. Can you pray today? How are you today? Irina from Uganda. Yes, happy
hello,
welcome.
Hello, good evening. Sorry, good evening. We are in darkness. That's...
No problem. May God give you light. So let's pray for this. God is source of energy.
So I got a little bit disorganized. Yeah, so thank God for peace every day. because it's the only way we can do. Only prayer can
be very, very happy
that we are here. So let God lead us to his providence of prayer. Yeah, thank you so much. Sorry.
So thank you very much, Irina. So good to hear you and and the helpers, children and grandchildren. Keep like that. Three generations for God.
It's yes. A family affair.
Yes. Yeah, family, God's affair.
Thank you.
Yeah, please join my prayer too. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy to meet you alive here. As you bless us to meet together here in this concrete time, this concrete meeting, to pray for peace and love. We are so thankful for this. And Heavenly Parent, I really pray for all brothers and sisters who join here, 982nd meeting. And I pray for them as representative of humanity, as we pray for all 8 billion plus people on the earth for their salvation, blessing and healing, for all of them to live in peace, because all of us, all of you children, want to live in peace. And this is my testimony. I see as a researcher, I research human life and see how everyone, even those who are fighting now in the wars, they also want to live in peace. And this is the predestination of all 8 billion plus people to live in peace by 2027. And this is God's call for humanity right now, right today. Dear Heavenly Parent, we are so happy that we could be together and rejoice together right now, right here in this concrete moment, not because we are so great, but because you bless this time through you messengers that you send right now in this concrete time, in this concrete age. You send your only begotten son, only begotten daughter, and they, as a true parents, they build heavenly kingdom, the 12th year already, does as we remain the all 8 billion plus people to inherit the heavenly kingdom and their life and their family, community, country and the world, because heavenly kingdom already is reign on earth. The 12th year is a substantial kingdom, and it will never go astray as was in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, but it is advancing every day, every hour, every second. Dear Heavenly Parent, I thank you very much for the representative whom you sent him, for Aksa and your family in Pakistan. They are great family there, and you bless them to teach God's words and take care of the children there and the communities. And it's so great. Please bless them with finance, with abundance, and dear Heavenly Parent, really help them to meet concrete people that could help them to advance your providence. Also, I pray for Irina family in Uganda, Heavenly Africa. She is a great leader there, uniting leaders and taking care of the hundreds of children and teaching them about God's words. Dear Heavenly Parent, lead us. Lead us to unite with you. What you will right now is to establish the kingdom, and that's mean that as the Messiah said, we're supposed to purify ourselves without any trace of sin, and to be in direct presence of God. And we know that you are already with us 95%. Just we're supposed to shout out, to break the barriers that we could not understand you here historically, all these billions of years of the history. You us have possibility to speak with your children just in life and death situations. And this how Jesus resurrected, and this how other Christians was and also other believers. But now is time in the presence of God, and you could be with your children 24 hours. You are here right now, and you could straighten human life and every human beings, and also all your children, and also all families, strengthen through love and through love in the communities, in the countries, and the whole world. Dear Heavenly Parent, is so important to understand your message today, to understand how we could live with the Messiah's coming, with the Holy Son, the Begotten Daughter, the socialization of the Holy Spirit is right now on earth, and she is teaching us how we could live directly with Father God and Mother God, and this was predestination from the beginning of history, and all of these, the historical difficulties of wars and fighting shouldn't be in history. They're supposed to be just joy and happiness, and this is where world is going on. Dear Heavenly Parent, we see that all of this, what I'm praying about, era without any trace of sin and direct presence of God is right now already. You bless the world right now with the internet, with IP cameras, and there is all of these development technologies and others that is impossible to sin. And it's just you help your children to prosper and flourish. Let this go very more quickly advance as a Messiah urges that we're supposed to build kingdom even by 2035. Dear Heavenly Parent, lead us to understand this, how we can do in our life, in our family, community, country, the world. Please receive this day as a pure offering. Please receive also our big, powerful message. We want to build the kingdom and pass it to all our future generations. And also, please help us to liberate our ancestors too, as today was the greatest ancestor liberation seminar. Please receive this shared report. I pray in my name as Nicole Kirpales, Center Blessed Family. Adieu, amen, amen, amen. Yeah, thank you very much, brothers and sisters. So nice to meet you. Europe, Africa, Asia, let's unite tomorrow. Invite more people. Let's rejoice together, God. Bye.